Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about mental health awareness. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Tajma Turner, Mississippi State University Extension Service Family and Consumer Sciences Agent. So Tajma, a lot of times when we think about health and wellness, we tend to remember things like fitness and eating healthy and our physical health, but we often forget about the importance of mental health. So why is the issue of mental illness so important these days?
Mental illness strikes 1 in 5 Americans in any given year, regardless of race, ethnicity, gender, religion, or socioeconomic status. And it's essential to help bring awareness to this issue that is so important to our society.
Yes, that is a really good point. Now, what are some of the signs and symptoms of mental illness?
It's not always easy to recognize mental illness, though there are some common signs and symptoms that vary based on the unique mental health condition or the diagnosis of the individual. Some common features may include sleep problems, weight or appetite changes, rapid changes in mood or behavior, substance abuse, an unusual decline in functioning at school or at work, problems concentrating, loss of initiative or desire to participate in many activities, decline in personal appearance and personal hygiene, difficulty performing familiar tasks, and social isolation and loss of interest in others. Let's be clear, one or two of these symptoms can't predict a mental illness, but a person who's experiencing several of these symptoms every day and it's interfering with their everyday functioning, they should probably consider seeing a mental health professional. Today, unlike ever before, there are many opportunities for those afflicted with mental illness to receive mental health care. Effective mental health care can reduce the risk of developing more severe symptoms with a longer recovery process.
Okay, that's really good to know. Now, who does mental illness affect?
The challenges of mental illness are not only faced by the individual with the mental health condition, but family members, caregivers, neighbors, co-workers, and others in the community are also affected by the challenges that these conditions bring. Family members are valued partners and should be involved in treatment whenever possible. Family involvement is essential in the process of mental health and wellness. Family members and caregivers of the mentally ill should seek professional help and encourage their loved one to address mental health issues early. Early detection can lead to intervention and can help reduce the severity of an illness or delay the onset altogether.
Yes, that's true, because if we catch it early, then you're very much more likely to be able to control it and to live better and to live a more happy, fulfilled life. What are some practical steps to improve mental health?
Some steps in improving mental health are very simple and very similar to the steps we take to maintain our physical health. The first and most important would be education and awareness. It's going to be vital to educate yourself on mental health, mental illness. As the old adage says, knowing is half the battle. Secondly, I would say regular exercise, relaxation, getting plenty of rest, and last but not least, a healthy diet.
Okay, that sounds good. Now, any last thoughts or comments on this very important issue?
I would say that it's very important to refrain from stigmatizing those afflicted with mental disorders. Be educated about mental illness and the signs and symptoms to watch for. Don't let shame, fear, denial, or any other factors influence your decision in seeking help. And remember, early detection is the key in reducing the effects of mental illness. Effective mental health care is available and essential.
Okay, and for more information, folks can go to www.msucares.com and follow the links through Health and Family in order to learn more, right?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Today we've been speaking with Tajma Turner, Mississippi State University Extension Service Family and Consumer Sciences Agent. I'm Amy Taylor, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.